Avoiding mistakes during a home remodel project requires careful planning and attention to detail. And today in this podcast episode, we're going to be sharing some tips on how to navigate this process of a home remodel smoothly. Welcome to Bloom and Home, your go-to resource for homeowners seeking home decor inspiration and guidance for a healthier, more beautiful home. Subscribe now. Setting a realistic budget. I believe I talked about this in the last episode regarding your window treatments and blinds, curtains. Pretty much everything in a home requires a large amount of money. And so it's important to establish a realistic budget, determine how much you can afford to spend. And if you can't yet, then save up, because sometimes, or all the time, what you pay for is what you get in quality. So stick to your budget, and of course also save up money for an extra pad in that budget. Include a contingency fund for those unexpected expenses, which I would say give it about 10 to 20% of that saved fund, that extra contingency. Number two is plan ahead. Create a detailed plan for your project, whether that be with your contractor or with a professional interior designer. Creating a plan to have in place when it's ready to do all the hard labor is really important, because then you can have all of your materials that you need. You can have a plan of what's coming, what wall is going here, what's happening here, is the carpet being removed, is flooring being put in first, all the things. Does plumbing need to be moved, gas lines, etc. Planning ahead your materials will help you determine, of course, the contractor to give you an accurate estimate of your budget, so there's no unexpected costs as it crops up, and also will help the contractor with schedules. If you have those materials all ordered in time and ready, that also helps with schedules. Make sure to obtain any necessary permits also before starting. And that is a bit time consuming. So make sure that you kind of get that process in full swing beforehand. Number three is hire the right professionals. Choose experienced contractors and designers who understand your vision and have a track record of successful projects. Of course, check references and reviews before hiring. Take a look at their projects that they've done previously. Ask some questions about the projects that maybe are hard questions, like, hey, what was the biggest snag in that project? It looks really beautiful, but I'm sure something, you know, went wrong. And then kind of gauge and listen to what their response is to it. Because this is reality. This is not Instagram. Things happen during projects. Nothing goes perfectly according to plan. Number four, communicate clearly. Clear communication is important. Setting up expectations is also important. Asking your contractor and designers those questions about timelines and communicating what you are expecting, so that they can also, if they are professional and they're doing their job, they're also setting up those proper expectations beforehand for you, and then regularly check in on the progress and address any concerns promptly. It's always good to hire someone you trust, but also, just like any project manager, it's also important to keep an eye on it. Because they may be doing an exceptionally great job, but it's just different from your expectations or what you wanted, right? Number five, avoid the scope creep. Stick to the original plan as possible. Changes, of course, and additions can be and will be made to the project that can lead to delays and increased costs. So just make sure that you are not leading so much with emotion during the middle of the project, and more, again, going according to the plan. And if things allow for emotions to kind of help you choose a certain material because you know it's going to be beautiful and you're going to love it for many years to come, then that's the right emotion to listen to versus fear or anxiety. So stick to the original plan as much as possible. Number six, choose quality materials. And this helps with sticking to the original plan. If you are selecting high quality materials from trusted vendors that they have readily available versus just going to a slab yard that then they have like a one-off slab or something like that, versus let's say choosing quartz from Cambria. Cambria always has these samples and color selections that you can choose from that they manufacture. So that way, if something breaks, you can order more of that same material and it's going to match versus it being the only slab that looks like that. And problems arise. And of course, high quality materials stand the test of time. Cheaper materials, they may save money. Like I said, you'll get what you pay for. So up front, they save money, but they can lead to costly repairs or replacements later on. And this also applies to the labor. How well are they caulking? What materials are they using to caulk, you know, all of your fixtures and all the things, right? I would say that also trendy finishes aren't always the best, that if they are a lower quality finish, they will, let's for instance, the black is really popular. We have a black kitchen sink faucet from Kohler. It's really high, you know, it's a great quality. It doesn't show those white lime stains from the water as a cheaper faucet that we did opt for that we do regret, and these things happen, but faucets are great to just easily fix out when you do have a regret. That particular finish, black, same black finish, different manufacturer, different company, and it shows the water stains all the time, and it drives me crazy. So that's just something to keep in mind when you're looking at quality and finishes and all the things. Number 7 is stay organized. Keep track of all your receipts, the contracts, and the paperwork related to the project, mainly because it'll help you stay on top of the budget. A lot of times, you know, you're buying this, you're buying that, you think you're adding it up in your head, but then you end up going over and you're like, what happened? Now I can't buy this refrigerator because everything went over or whatever it is. And then you have to take out a loan. So ensure that everything is done as best as you can according to the plan. Number 8 is be flexible. As much as we want to stick to the plan, we also need to be flexible because unexpected issues may arise during the project. So stay flexible, be prepared, and adjust your plans if necessary. Number 9 is inspect the work. Regularly inspect the work. I think we talked about that before, and the communicating clearly to ensure that it's meeting your standards and is being done according to the agreed upon plans. And number 10, plan for contingencies. Have a plan in place for dealing with any unexpected issues, especially time. You know, we had one project where the time, the materials just weren't in yet, and there was a demo was already done, and they were just, she just couldn't eat out anymore. And she was so upset because she was really ready to have her kitchen in place. So sometimes you can then create, if you're flexible, create a makeshift kitchen in your garage, or create, you know, go old fashioned and cook in, you know, on a propane kind of camping stove or things like that on your patio or your barbecue or all the things. Like you can make pizza on your barbecue, by the way. Or you don't cook at all and you just kind of go with the flow and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go on a raw vegan diet for a while. And then, of course, if you need that protein, then you grab it at, you know, a Pollo Loco or whatever. Like grab your already cooked meats and then make salads. So maybe you just kind of plan for those contingencies and go with the flow and eat a lot of salads and lose some weight while you're doing your kitchen remodel. I say that in jest, but I mean, I think there's ways that if you put your mind to it, there are things and ways that you can be flexible and get around and work with these situations that can be really stressful because you don't have your kitchen and all the proper cooking utensils and or even the gas hooked up and appliances in. So delays happen. They are not uncommon in the remodeling industry. and also your contractor's availability. So with all that said, I just wanted to kind of give you these tips on making sure that you're having the best remodeling experience possible by avoiding mistakes. And by following these tips, you can help ensure that your home remodel project goes smoothly and that you can avoid common mistakes that can lead to costly delays and repairs. And I think, well, I don't know, maybe not. I was going to say, I think HGTV does a pretty good job at showing the process enough that people kind of do expect some delays. And maybe some shows don't do such a good job because they cut all that out. So it depends on what shows you're watching on HGTV, I guess. So I think we're all pretty wise to the fact, but I think it's important, again, to set those realistic expectations, establish your budget, plan ahead, hire the right professionals, choosing your quality materials, and staying organized and being flexible, I think are all key things to do in order to have a successful home remodel go on and be as stress-free as possible. And that's the goal here. So I hope that this was helpful, and thank you so, so much for listening and tuning in. Again, consider subscribing to receive more tips for your in-home remodeling and decorating. Thanks again, and we'll see you next Wednesday. This episode is sponsored by OCSIB, the step into your dream sanctuary every day. Your home should always reflect your unique personality and aspirations. So allow OCSIB to help you design your dream home, kitchen remodel with custom cabinets and your closet organization systems for you to fully self-express yourself and have a modern, beautiful, full kitchen and bath remodel design. Your home is more than just a building. It's a canvas for your personality and aspirations. Explore how to create a sanctuary that mirrors your inner self. Hiring a designer can help you get unstuck. So if you're ready to transform your home with OCSIB into a reflection of your dreams, then contact us to inquire about your project today.